The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Amanda Chandler. "These things are real," said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. "What," said he, "will you bring to match with these?" "Yea, war is real," I said, "and real is death, a little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some hallowed saint, the rainbow bridge, eternal, that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled. Still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world." End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Austin Heath. "These things are real," said one, "and bid me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What," said he, "will you bring to match with these?" "Yea, war is real," I said, "and real is death, a little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some hallowed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal, that is hope. Deem her no phantom, born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began. Prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world." End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Adrian Stevens. "These things are real," said one, "and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What," said he, "will you bring to match with these?" "Yea, war is real," I said, "and real is death, a little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they, that, when the warring heavens begin to tire with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man, the blind earth climbing skyward by her gleams. Hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Amazing Space 48. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on tongues ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death, a little while mortal realities, but love and hope draw an eternal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they that, when the roaring heavens begin to tire with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope with soft effulgence like some haloed saint. The rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be. Though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Bruce Kachuk. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death, a little while mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they, that, when the warring heavens begin to tire with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal, that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man, the blind earth climbing skyward by her gleams. Hope. And the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled. Still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world.
End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by David Lawrence. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. "What," said he, "will you bring to match with these?" "Yea, war is real," I said, "and real is death. A little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness, and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain, more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope, deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled. Still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Newgate Novelist. "These things are real," said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. "What," said he, "will you bring to match with these?" "Yea, war is real," I said, "and real is death. A little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain, more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began. Prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world." End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Greg Giordano, Newport Richey, Florida. "These things are real," said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. "What," said he, "will you bring to match with these?" "Yea, war is real," I said, "and real is death. A little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness, and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope, deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams, ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne. Read for LibriVox by Jared Shaw. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain, more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope with soft effulgence like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be. Though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne. Read for LibriVox.org by Kerry Adams, your book voice, on the 8th of November, 2021, at Mesa, Arizona.
These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these?
Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they? That when the warring heavens begin to tire with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope with soft effulgence like some haloed saint. The rainbow bridge eternal, that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be. Though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne. read for LibriVox.org by Leanne Howlett. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death, a little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope with soft effulgence, like some hallowed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man, the blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began. Prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Caveat. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death, a little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence like some hallowed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be. Though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Marcus Metashock. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams, ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man, the blind earth climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurtled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Nicole. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yeah, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks the summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope, deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams, ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man, the blind earth climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seemed from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne. Read for LibriVox.org by Quentin Halliday. These things are real, said one and bade me gaze, on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day? With funeral blackness and with leaping fire. The boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man, the blind earth climbing skyward by her gleams. Hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seems from his station hurled. Still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Rama. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yeah, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire and boiling roar of rain, more real than they that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope with soft effulgence, like some hallowed saint. The rainbow bridge eternal that is hope, deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped. And the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled. Still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Robert Halliday. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on things made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some haloed saint. The rainbow bridge, eternal, that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be. Though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Ronald G. Bars. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer's day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain more real than they, that when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence, like some hallowed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Sean. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze. On black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to Matrithes? Yea, war is real, I said, and real is death. A little while, mortal realities, but love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and with leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that, when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence like some haloed saint. The rainbow bridge eternal, that is hope, deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams. Ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began, prophetic of all loveliness to be. Though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Rainbow by Richard Le Gallienne, read for LibriVox.org by Tom Milliken. These things are real, said one, and bade me gaze, on black and mighty shapes of iron and stone, on murder, on madness, on lust, on towns ablaze, and on a thing made all of rattling bone. What, said he, will you bring to match with these? Yea, war is real, I said, and real as death, a little while mortal realities. But love and hope draw an immortal breath. Think you the storm that wrecks a summer day, with funeral blackness and leaping fire, and boiling roar of rain, more real than they, that when the warring heavens begin to tire, with tender fingers on the tumult paint, spanning the huddled rack from base to cope, with soft effulgence like some haloed saint, the rainbow bridge eternal that is hope. Deem her no phantom born of desperate dreams, ere man yet was, 'twas hope that wrought him man. The blind earth, climbing skyward by her gleams, hoped, and the beauty of the world began. Prophetic of all loveliness to be, though God himself seem from his station hurled, still shall the blackest hell look up and see hope's rainbow on the summits of the world. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.